Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we are back. Time to Paint It Black. My name is Pete. I am your host, judge, and referee. And joining me this week, the usual gang, we got Brian.
What's going on,
Pete? Reigning champ, Brian.
Where is my belt?
Should have that. Gotta represent, son. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And also, we got Lou.
Yo, what's up?
Just the three of us again. Things have been a little hectic, so just chilling with the three of us.
Yeah, man. Basking in my gold, Lou, like it was the sun, and you were trying to get a tan.
Really?
Yes.
Some good smack talking, Brian.
I've been at the hospital forever, man. Like, just give me a break here.
Right, let's see if Lou can take advantage of your weekend state and take that belt.
I'm knock you while you're down, man.
No way, man. I'm a fighter, man. I'm like Rocky, bro, but with my mouth.
That sounds so gay.
Yeah. Right. Knocking guys out with your mouth?
No, man.
I'm taking some quivering little piles.
It's not about... Look, to quote Rocky, let me tell you this. It's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you take the hits and keep moving forward.
Right to the face, neck, and chest.
Right to the back of the throat, Lou.
So how are you guys doing?
Blue. You can feel that in the back of your throat, bitch.
slow sound bites.
I saw the I saw your kid took the first steps, man.
Yeah, he figured out he can scoot if he's pushing on something light. So
how old is he now?
11 months.
11 months. Right, yeah. About that time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so he's because he came out early, sort of counts as 9.
How does that work with the premature?
He's 9 months old. No, because he had to develop more.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. He's still 9 months old.
Literally, developmentally.
Developmentally, 9 months, but he's 11 months old.
Since birth.
Since birth.
So he's ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's ahead of the curve. Doing good.
He's only about 6 more months of being ahead of Lou in general. Just he got the walking thing pretty much down.
Yeah.
Now he can just talk a little bit. Got Lou beat.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, he's figured out how to turn on the Xbox. He does that all day. Turn off on. Off,
my bad. It's 3 months, bro. He's got an Xbox.
I'm pretty sure he figured out that if he pushes the button on the remote, that turns it on too.
2 months.
2 months. You're just digging your own grave here.
Man. He picks up a pencil and draws a picture, bro.
They say every father has to deal with that moment when his son becomes the alpha in the house. And it's not at a year, dude.
Well, I think I got a couple years of
no, you don't.
Basketball, just rejecting the basketball.
You?
Straight up, right back in his face.
You better watch it, because he's going to be able to beat your ass at 3.
Once he's even an inch taller than me, I'm like, I'm not too old for this. I got to retire the champ.
You got to start throwing sucker punches then. Elbow. Got to play dirty a little bit. You can't have the young buck beat you.
Yeah.
Step on a shoe and push him.
Yeah. I'm just like, that's life, kid. You got to learn. It's a hard knock life.
Yeah, man. You gotta throw that booty in him, because you'll still be heavier than a man. You gotta throw that weight around.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're a man, you got that man weight.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
How about you, Brian?
How's your week? My week sucks, man. It's my grandfather's on his deathbed, man.
Which I'm very sorry to hear about.
Yeah.
It sucks. My family, though, is just losing their minds and been at the hospital forever. So I don't know how funny I'm gonna be this week, but I'm gonna try.
Well, I appreciate you. Even showing up. And
yeah. Quick little story, man. I'm walking to work today from the hospital through Central Park, and I'm not religious at all, but some little Krishna motherfucker comes up to me and, out of nowhere, just grabs me, hugs me, shakes my hand, bows to me, and then gives me a card that says, have peace or something like that, and then gives me a little thing.
So you're a little...
Yeah,
Krishna band there.
It's he wanted a donation, but yeah, I was like, it was just one of those times in your life where any other time in your life you'd be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it was just like, all right, you know what? Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
Smash cut to next week when we're sitting here and Brian's fully shaved head, uh-huh. Yellow Krishna robe,
6 dots on his head,
tambourine, looking like Krillin from Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
No, because that's my second favorite Krishna thing outside of Airplane. Where the fucking Robert Sachs is walking through the airport, just knocking out the Krishna people. Was it Krishna or was it all faiths? I forget at this point. I haven't seen Airplane.
I'm just going to go Krishna.
Yeah.
Because that's what's associated with airports.
He was just throwing like standard karate chops. Like, no, Krishna.
It always reminds me of that Simpsons joke where they go to India. And they're like in the airport. And then you see a bunch of Christians get off the plane like singing like, hallelujah. And they're like, oh, great. Christians.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's been rough, but that was nice, man. It's brought the family closer together. So let's try to be funny now.
Yeah, these things are tough.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you guys lost anyone that was really close to you?
I lost a ton of the elder generation.
But I'm saying like that you like grew up with maybe you like that you're close.
Grandparents, mm-hmm. great aunts and uncles.
Yeah,
lost a couple aunts.
We got a really big family.
Yeah, yeah. Like my dad was one of six kids. And him and his sister are the only ones left.
Wow, yes. that's not your dad's. Was like 60 maybe?
He's pushing 60.
Yeah, he's not even 60 yet. Wow, I'm shocked. That was he young? He compared to the rest of them.
Well, the two brothers were older. It's a really sad story. Some of the stuff, like his eldest brother was a junkie.
Oh, that's
total disaster. And he didn't even know what happened to him mm-hmm. until he found out that his other brother was dying of cancer. And he went to track down his eldest brother. Found out he was already dead.
How long have you been dead?
Nobody knows.
Oh yeah,
like he was. They used to find him drunk, sleeping in department stores and shit.
Really? Because yeah. I don't know if it's related, but my mom said that there was a Berg that went to her high school or maybe East that she kind of knew, and he had died like when she was in high school.
No, this was way later.
Yeah,
yeah. He was around for like my life.
Oh, you met him and shit. Like
I never met him, but I heard his voice on the phone. That was the closest. I was
like the scream guy? What are you talking about?
Like, I would get these calls like on my birthday and be like, what's
your favorite scary movie?
Yeah. Be like, oh my God, you sound so old. And then my mom would snatch the phone out of my hand and be like, we can't talk now. Like, they didn't want me associated with this guy.
Yeah, man. The moms always like try to keep you away from like everything that's like bad and stuff. But like, you just sometimes it's just like, this level with me, man. Just tell me the truth.
Yeah, for real. Like, how many uncles do I have running around out there?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Are any of them a red dot on a map?
Seriously, this is valuable information.
Yeah, I don't have that many uncles left. Most of them are perished, but I got this one that's left. He is a fucking weirdo, and I just realized because he's got Facebook now, he's barely literate.
Barely. A lot of misspelling of the misuse.
Everything. It's like a child tried to spell it phonetically.
Even with spell check and everything.
Yeah. So school is spelled like S-K-O-L.
No, stop. You misspelled school?
Stupid shit like that. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
really? And it clearly wasn't like a typo where he was just typing?
No.
It was like a, you know, his button hit I instead of O or whatever. Like,
I mean, if he was handwriting it, I'm sure there would be some backwards letters. Like
R.
Like Toys R Us logo?
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I knew he was bad off, but man.
Stuff like that cracks me up. I have an ex-girlfriend from high school who I'm friends with on... She's very opinionated on Facebook.
Yeah.
Very right wing. Mm-hmm. Goes on long diatribes. But she has this tendency of capitalizing the first letter of every word she types. Oh, yeah. So it's unreadable.
Yeah.
And then I read her opinions. I go, oh, I get it. You're a dum-dum.
Well, you ever just see someone who just cap blocks everything?
Yeah.
Like they're screaming at you?
Yeah.
Like, hey!
It's like some innocuous thing too, like,
or when they just capitalize the wrong word in the middle of the sentence, try to.
So what are you up?
Yeah. To? You won't believe this.
Well, they might be trying to accentuate the belief.
Yeah, and I think you're just reading clickbait titles.
No, there's just some stupid people out there.
Yeah, like, these seven things will make you live longer. Oh, you won't believe number five.
Those are fucking stupid.
I always, you know what? I do click on them sometimes. I'm just like, I wonder what these child stars do look like now. I'm just, you know, it's like, I remember these people.
That's a big one.
There's a great subreddit that I subscribe to. It's called Saved You a Click. Mm-hmm. And it lists the clickbait article title. And then it gives you what was in the article. And it's like, you won't believe what Donald Trump thinks. And you click and it's like, yeah, wall. Okay. Like simple summations.
The one I was really disappointed about was like, you won't believe which stars were transsexuals, right? And I'm like, okay, who besides the Wachowskis and the Arquette brother?
Yeah.
And it's just like a ton of people I've never heard of in those two.
Yeah, the girl from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, it's like
all ones that we know
of. A bunch of queens from the 70s I never heard of. I'm like, Who are these people, man? I don't know. Like, why would that be news?
You just answered it. It's not. Yeah. It's not news. Simple trick. If the headline is asking you a question, then don't click on that headline because you're not going to get anything out of it.
Otherwise, see season 19 of South Park.
Yeah. Or if it's telling you that doctors are really pissed at this guy because he found a secret, there's no secret.
Or like some ludicrous story like this guy beat up a child. You'll cry when you figure out why. Like something stupid like that.
That's actually a perfect clickbait headline.
Yeah.
And it turns out the kid was holding a gun on him.
This lady is a recipe, unarmed, a bank robber, and blow your mind when you...
If they promise results,
yeah,
you're not getting results.
Yeah, man, clickbait sucks, man. I constantly get clickbaited. I think, you take it a poop, and it's just like, ooh. You're like, what's up?
You're scrolling through Facebook, and I would like to know 7 foods that'll make my fart smell better.
Hey, it's only 1 food per page.
Yeah.
Then next page.
And then an ad pops up.
Yeah, and you think it's going to be like a whole bunch of, like, a bunch about like that particular food, right? And it's just like 10 words, like asparagus is good for you. Yeah. And then it's just like a 1,000 other links and just like ad pop up.
Yeah,
like,
bunch of ads for adult dating sites.
Oh, yeah, man. There are 50 people in your area right now that want to fuck you. Like, yep. Really?
And
I haven't even typed my address in yet.
Right? Simple ways that you can drop a ton of weight that doctors don't want you to know.
It's a diet. Oh. They want you sick.
Yes. I love it when the pictures don't match the story. It's just like some big titty bitch in a bikini, and it's like, this Suffolk County law will have you saving thousands. Like, what?
Wait, does that have something to do with titties?
Yeah. Free boob jobs or something? What's going on?
You're just marrying all my interests.
Right.
Oh, man.
All right, why don't we start the show off proper? Gentlemen's drink. Brian's the only one with the drink.
Yeah, I didn't bring
Lou. Where's your beverages?
I was running late.
So well, since Alan Palmer died, you know,
right.
Big one up to.
You're just scared of getting rickrolled by Shaq again.
It is scary. That fucking oaf. Like, what else do you call that guy?
What would be more scary? The fact? What if it was a Arnold Palmer like you've been getting with the Shaq label, or is Arnold Palmer with the Shaq soda inside?
The Shaq soda, I'd probably vomit. Immediately spit it out.
Pineapple! Blah! He had some fucked up flavors, right? He had
like creamsicle soda.
Ugh.
Like a lot.
Like Benadryl. Not Benadryl.
Benadryl?
What's
Tussin.
That? Robitussin. Robitussin flavored, because, right. You know, crunk.
Scissorp.
Scissorp flavored soda.
I should mention from this point on, I will start scoring this game. Funny comments get a point. Unfunny comments get a dong. We'll add up the points at the end, see who wins this thing, if Brian can retain.
You know I can.
There's also a very funny picture online that I saw today of Yao Ming standing next to Shaquille O'Neal, standing next to Kevin Hart.
So, like, who do you think's got the biggest dick there, bro? Like, the fucking little, the tallest guy who's an Asian?
Yeah, that's where you think. I'm going to go with Shaq.
Probably Shaq, the big gorilla motherfucker.
Yeah. I imagine an Asian that size has a modest dick.
Like normal size.
A good sixer.
Yeah.
Good six piece.
Not too girthy.
Thin.
Just right.
Thin like a lo mein noodle. It looks like a lo mein noodle.
Like a lo mein noodle with a mushroom at the end.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we covered our weeks. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? You want to just go news? Do straight news?
Yeah. That would be the... progression of the show.
Thrown off, not allowed to guess.
All right, Painted Black, yes. You said your prayers and you take your violence. Now it's time for the news. When it
comes crashing down. Did you just see Kyle? Oh, you Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, like, half-hearted Hulk.
A half-hearted Hulk is a sea Kyle.
No, it was
that was just like pointed straight ahead. It wasn't even up.
It wasn't a half-hearted. It wasn't a half-hearted Hulk. It was a full-hearted Zig Kyle, bro.
All right, let's do some news stories. The first one I found, I got to give this one a name. I called it, in honor of Lou, 10-piece bucket of trouble. This story comes to us from the UK and a lawsuit against KFC, where a woman is suing said company for, let's see the amount. Well, I'll tell you why she sued first. She bought a $20 bucket of chicken and said it didn't match the ad. The ad shows that bucket overflowing with chicken.
Well, she's stupid.
Her bucket was not overflowing.
Did the cap of the bucket fit on?
I'm sure it did.
Well, she's an idiot.
True, true. 64-year-old woman got home and said, "Where's the chicken?" Her quote.
The new "where's the beef?"
They said it feeds the whole family. They're showing a bucket that's overflowing with chicken. You get half a bucket. That's false advertising, and it doesn't feed my whole family. They're small pieces.
I mean,
she saw the bucket, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't hand her this thing very gently.
They didn't wad up some newspaper. And
I feel like, that, right. Do they have drive-thrus in England? I feel they don't.
I don't know, because most of them don't drive.
They probably give them a silly name,
too. I feel like they don't eat this shit, you know? Like, so what are you complaining about, bitch?
I mean, their biggest seller is, like, biscuits, I'm guessing.
Scones.
Biscuits and, like, unsweetened iced tea.
a chicken pot pie if they have it.
Yeah.
Unsweetened tea? You know what? I like sweetened tea because the sweetness is,
of course you do.
Because that's American, bro. I like freedom tea, bro.
Freedom tea.
Yeah. Take that unsweetened shit and throw it in the fucking Boston... Where they throw that shit? The harbor, Boston Harbor.
Dressed as an Indian?
Yeah, no, just as an American, bro. Not a fuck. Even though that was the original American, but I felt like Uncle Sam.
Right. Anyway, how much do you think she is suing for?
Her?
I'll give it.
I got a bajillion pounds.
I got U.S. dollars and pounds here.
I'll go pounds because I have no real concept of what that means. I'm gonna go about 350 pounds.
350 pounds?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a.
That's pretty.
That's
reasonable.
Like $400.
Yeah. Well, this bitch is out of her fucking mind. So, I'm guessing like, it's a big amount, and then it's probably not like a clean amount. She was probably asking for like 758,000 pounds.
And a franchise.
Yeah.
Just and a full bucket of chicken.
Right. Lifetime amount of chicken.
She is suing for $20 million.
Wow.
Or 16 million pounds.
I was closest to like going over, so.
Yeah, no shit. I said
350. Just saying, I win that one.
Yeah, clearly did not need to be. But yeah, if you were listening, then yes.
Your guess was just terrible. That shit don't even pay for the lawyer.
I fucking. I told you in the beginning of my guess, I have no idea what a pound is. So I threw in.
You had to have some idea what a pound was.
Clearly not.
Like no. Like maximum doubled.
Also, it's like, do they? I think too much of these people. Like, I thought they would sue for a modest amount of money.
So just like really polite lawsuits.
Yeah, it's like 350 pounds.
I think if you ask a lot of British people, they're not much different than us. They like their fast food and their drinking and they,
they can't take the sun.
They Brexited and they got all sorts of issues over there.
Well,
they're not all monocles.
The law is very different, though. I'll give them that. They wear the wigs and the...
All right.
They do at Parliament.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say, because I was talking about it with Mikey yesterday, a friend of the show, and what was it? They're all like, oh, Americans are stupid, ignorant, blah, 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 and we're so progressive. But in England, they throw fucking bananas on the field at the soccer players who are black from Ghana.
Is that England?
That is England.
I thought it was like Spain.
Probably because they're trying to make them slip.
Mario Kart rules, bro.
Yeah. I wish that was the case. They're going, ooh, ah, 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 too.
Oh no!
Oh no! Yeah, they have tons of chance. They don't give a fuck.
They're hooligans.
Yeah, but they get a pass. Like, can you imagine if like LeBron James goes up and dunks it, and someone throws the whole crowd throws bananas at him?
Oh
god! Fucking, they'd be like, "Hey, can't play basketball anymore." That happened.
No, basketball would be forbidden.
Okay, guys. So I, Black Lives do matter, man. Fucking, but you know what? Can't play this game no more.
Yeah, seriously. No, you're right. You actually make a really good point.
Fuck like, them.
That would be the end of America if that happened.
Yeah, man, dude, they threw beer bottles from the stands in Cleveland, and they just, they were like, "Yo, bro, like, no more beer." No, they stopped selling bottles of beer.
Now, if they do, it's that like rubberized plastic.
Yeah, and if you ever get caught doing that, you get like a lifetime ban.
Mm.
So,
well, somewhere there's a banana stand by a soccer stadium.
There's always money in the banana stand.
That's what that dude's saying. He's making bank.
Yeah, I was at a concert. I forget what it was. One of those ones where it's a bunch of different bands.
A festival?
But it was at like the Coliseum.
It's a little festival.
That could be a festival.
All right.
Like Tattoo the Earth?
Something like that. I don't know. So Lamb of God was there, and so somebody whanged that guy in the head with the plastic glove. He's like, who the fuck did that? Like, that guy's a dick, though, so.
Take that, Lamb of God.
Yeah. I used to listen to them until I met the dude. That guy's an asshole.
I saw a...
You met him at the CD place?
Yeah. Guy's a dick.
I saw a metal festival there. I'm wondering if it's the same one, because I was on the floor, and it turned into an all-out bottle war.
Might have.
People just whipping bottles.
There were a ton of bottles.
I got bonked a bunch.
Was it a Megadeth there?
No, Slipknot was.
Megadeth
wasn't the same one then.
Okay. I saw Megadeth, I think, at the Coliseum and the festival. I'm not. You know what? The Coliseum sucks.
It wasn't good.
I saw The Who there, and they were awesome, but I was like, dude, this could be so much better if it wasn't here.
Oh, those acoustics are terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, local references. Mm-hmm. Where were we? Oh, so in compensation, she received 2 gift cards from the company that she promptly returned, and then complained by comparing herself to the little orphan Oliver, with the whole, please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver Twist.
Yep.
Oh.
This woman is
more.
Can I have more, sir?
That has got to be like the most fucking British thing to do.
To ask for more?
More?
Yeah. Just plant your flag. More.
To actively compare yourself to that.
Yeah. A Dickens God, character.
She's using the Dickensian defense.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, this is why, I don't know, I noticed this with fast food that like the current trend in all fast food advertisements nowadays is like for 17 cents you get 20 pounds of food. Like they just, it's all about the quantity. It tastes like shit, but you get more of it for less money.
It's okay. It's not bad.
KFC's garbage.
No, KFC sucks. I don't really like KFC so much, but like, you know, like Taco Bell. Taco Bell's the bomb. Come on.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's still.
There's better taco places.
Yeah, but they ain't open at like 2. So
that is true.
They ain't trying to give me $1 tacos.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
The only rip in fast food is the ice in the drink. That's a fucking crime right there.
Oh, how you get 3 drips of soda?
And they have like the line where it's like halfway up. Like they got to fill it up all the fucking way. Come on, man. Practically.
Just give him lukewarm soda all the way to the top.
It comes ice. Out cold. It comes out cold. You don't even need the ice.
Look, Lou takes his soft drinks very seriously.
If he does not get at least 62 ounces... What the fuck?
You know, I like to drink it on the drive home. And if I don't have any left, that's a damn shame.
A little willpower, dude.
Well, I'm not eating the food on the way. I'm just having a couple sips. A couple sips and it's gone. 5-minute drive.
What the fuck happens? Sips or go?
Just a couple sips.
They need to like reach a middle ground with you. Like, no ice. But you only get Shaq soda.
I just want, give me like a baggie of ice separate.
Give me a Ziploc full of ice.
Yeah. A second cup of just ice.
They'd probably look at you.
I'll mix my own drink, Lee.
Like, leave. No food for you.
You know what I like in some of the theaters, you can make your own sodas and shit?
Yeah.
So, like, I'll go, like, all types of, like, cherry and then, just regular soda. I'll just make a cherry soda, more or less. But, yeah, it's awesome.
Don't they have that at Sonic? Like, you make your own?
I've been to Sonic. Actually, I've never been to Sonic. I've gotten Sonic's once, and I was like, meh. So I was like...
They got a lot of shit. Just all of it's very...
Meh. Yeah. Their drinks supposedly bomb, but...
That's what I mean, though, with the drinks. I used to remember coming home drunk at 3 a.m. It was Long Island, so you turn on the TV, and it'd be like, you want this burger? This big, delicious burger? You know you're hungry. Come to Sonic. And it'd be like, fuck, there's no Sonics. I want that burger. And then we got a Sonic, and I was like, meh.
Checkers was better anyway, man. Checkers was the shit.
Checkers got the fries.
Mm-hmm. Those Cajun fries.
All right, let's move on to our next.
I'm getting hungry, man.
I know, right? Get some fast food.
Which is all about KFC. And
why don't you go visit your boy Matumbo across the street?
I might.
I fucking at the local White Castle.
He actually must have got married because there's a female Matumbo now.
Does she sound?
That's why I called her. Too? That's why I call her female Matumbo.
And is that the thing? Like, he marries a woman and then she has to take over the job duties.
Yeah, like they're very tribal.
They do lion law. Once the male mates, he lounges while she does the hunting.
Yeah, and then when the son is born, they, you know, they actually have that in arenas now. They, instead of like the kiss cam, they have the Lion King cam, and they put like they put the little spotlight on women with children, and they're supposed to be like, boop, you know, pull, hold them up.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, unless the kid gets rejected, like
that's what I'm waiting for. Somebody drops a kid.
I mean, if you're dropping kids, that's, you know what? I mean, you don't deserve to be a mother, man. Get some fucking good hands out there.
Agreed. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're just weeding them out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all next right. story. So, you guys are dog owners. Your dogs ever get chilly?
Like cold?
Yeah.
That dog's fat as fuck, man.
Your dogs have shedding problems?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then there is a solution for you. A man named Tyson Walters, founder of Shed Defender, recently revealed his new invention that he says will stop shedding altogether. Leotards for dogs.
Oh my god, these look like pussies.
Yep. Dog tards.
Like a retarded dog?
No. I'll show you a little photo. It
does
there.
Look like a tard.
Tarded dog right there.
It's like sit, it gives you a paw.
Just essentially, they come in all different shapes and sizes for all your various breeds. I don't know if they make one in bulldog, Brian.
Well, then that's a lie. They don't make them in all shapes and sizes for various breeds.
Your dog's very uniquely shaped.
He's a bulldog shape. They should make one for bulldogs, then.
Maybe they do. Basically, it's small and extra large.
There you go. You're the extra large.
Yeah.
You don't think he's small, bro?
You probably
small,
just have to, wide. Like, cut off, like, half of the foot length.
You got to, like, pin
trim
it.
Trim it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a big one for his girth, but then trim the legs off.
Take it down to your tailor. See if you can.
My tailor?
Yeah.
My dog tailor.
Go to my dog tailor.
Hey, Giuseppe, why don't you cut him up? Right. I don't know if I can do it, sir.
I don't specialize in dogs.
This is a K9. I cannot do it.
Anyway, for a small size, $45, and for a large, $60.
Are you trying to sell us these things? Like, was this not a story?
I'm giving you the information on these things because they look ridiculous.
I think you didn't even say it was a news story. Yeah, it's like you, guys,
are we getting clickbaited?
I was gonna click on this story, yeah. But.
Click here to find the invention that right. dog groomers don't want you right. to know about.
The yeah. euthanization of dogs.
Dog groomers absolutely hate this man. Find out why.
You'll cry when you find out what this man put on his dog.
Just put yeah. the whooping on him. Yeah. Put the beat down.
All right, next story. A woman made it very easy on police in Sacramento this week. She went to visit a friend of hers, who I believe was some sort of security guard. If this story will load, I will confirm that. So she went to visit her friend who was working as a security guard and was messing with her friend's handcuffs and accidentally locked herself into them. The security guard did not have the keys handy, so they did the next best thing. They called the cops to get her out of there. When the cops showed up, they found out that she had a warrant.
They ran her ID?
Yeah, she had a felony warrant after they did a records check for burglary and removed the handcuffs and then put on their own handcuffs.
Why bother?
Yeah.
Got her.
We got to go by the book, man. Standard issue.
Did they throw the beat down?
Hopefully.
Right.
Nah, she's white.
So, all right, so she get tased. White people get tased.
White people get tased.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You always see white people get tased. Like the cops never like gun drawn. Holds like.
So she had to announce. That's a whole story, actually. Okay. So yeah, dumb.
Next story.
I was just catching like stare downs.
I need like a palate cleanser after this story. Yeah.
It's a slow news week. I'm going to warn you. It doesn't get much better than that. Like, for example, this story where a dude was carjacked by a much younger guy, probably like early 20s. Guy pulled a gun, said, get out of the car, leave your keys, leave your wallet. Then the would-be carjacker just booked it. Not in the car, just ran off.
The would-be carjacker?
Yeah.
No. The guy who was going to get carjacked.
No, he stood there, like, watching this thing. And then the guy got in the car, got out of the car, and ran off. Turns out he couldn't drive a stick.
Maybe he was pressing the wrong buttons. He's new to the game.
No, he definitely was. He couldn't handle a stick shift.
Oh! I don't care. I'd be grinding gears out of there. I've already committed the felony. he's tearing up my fucking transmission! My clutch! Use the clutch, idiot! How can you be a carjacker not know how to drive manual just in case?
Yeah, right. Or at least, you know, take a look in the car first.
Yeah, because any car worth stealing, it might be manual, man. Like, if you're going to drive, like, steal a Honda, then, like, oh, yeah, it's probably automatic, but.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is that I guess it is a pretty good deterrent, because not a lot of people can drive a stick nowadays.
Yeah?
I don't think so. Can you?
I can figure it out. Like, I never...
Have you ever driven a stick?
No.
So there'd be a learning curve.
I'd probably be grinding them a little bit, but I wouldn't be getting out of the car after I committed that crime, man. I'd be like...
I tried to drive a stick once without any kind of knowledge, and I just couldn't figure it out.
It's a bitch to learn.
And then I like sitting there looking up YouTube videos. Like
I know how to do it because of video games, but like obviously it's different than doing it.
Yeah.
Stop. Because of video games?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like flying a fucking like F-15. It's like a car, bro. It's like you have to
The thing is,
you're not just going to grind your gears. You're going to stall out every time.
Well, whatever, man.
Like, so you're not making it very far.
Go first gear, get out of there.
You're going first gear all the way down.
Yeah, 20.
20 if you're lucky.
Yeah, first gear, bro, you're going like
about 10 miles. You're going 10 miles. He's very slowly getting away. Just fucking walk up to that car and grab it.
I shouldn't be surprised, since like you get your fighting from video games, too.
Goomba stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Honestly, I'd probably be a great fighter and, well, against midgets, and a great carjacker.
Pull the guy out.
Yeah. I jump on
GTA,
top of him.
And then just give him a shoryuken.
Yep.
I do a Tony Jaa through his motherfucking front windshield. There's like two knees right through there. Bah! Hit him right in the chest and throw him out.
Some guy walking by is just like, finish him.
Lou, I know that you love all those fucking Jap movies. You seen the Tony Jaa ones with the Protector, whatever?
Wait, he's like trying to get back elephants and shit or something?
Yeah. My favorite scene of any movie was this: the head boss lady. She's on a helicopter flying away on the ladder. This motherfucker jumps off the building, gives her the double knee to the chest. I was like, oh no! Just took her out.
Yeah, that was good. I remember I was at a bar one time, and we were talking about that very movie.
Mm-hmm.
And some drunk just happened to be like in earshot, and he chimes in like right then. I was like, yo, you guys know what a great movie is? I'm sorry, I should preface this with, he was trying to be a badass the whole night.
Oh yeah.
So he interrupts us, and he's like, Happy Feet. Like, what? Like this? Like, you're an asshole. Now I know I can kick your ass.
He thought, I'd fuck your ass.
You Happy Feet loving pansy.
I rape you, bro. After that, he tried to sell him on getting the best goddamn piece of ass.
And that just, like, everybody was just, you know, floored. Like, Happy Feet, this motherfucker. He was like a 50-year-old man.
That's a good movie, though. I like Happy Feet.
Yeah, but...
They used modern music, too. It was great.
Movie's kind of racist.
Why?
Because all the penguins that are like in the bad part of town all speak with an accent. They're like Mexican, man.
Well, that's a Robin Williams choice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Robin Williams was... God bless him, but... he made some choices.
Yeah.
He kept with that like 70s jive-talking black man character till the end.
He was from a different era, man.
Yeah. Did a lot of coke in that era.
Mm-hmm. He was friends with Richard Pryor, so he was cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess he gets a pass.
Yeah, he got him pass.
All right. Next story.
Just like I get a pass with Joe.
Keep telling yourself that.
I have been for a decade, Pete. Yeah, and I have.
Can't argue that either. All right.
She should get you as a gift, just like a fucking plat. Man, I don't know, platinum or something, actual black card that you can pull out of your wallet.
I would love that.
For whenever you slip up. Just be like,
like her face
certified,
on
bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of my black people, my friend Kevin came over, right? And we're sitting there, we're watching football all day, and he gets his stuff. Ken's about to drop him off. And EJ, my other roommate, he's like, hey, Kev, you know, I just realized, man, I don't know your last name, man. Well, what's your last name? And Kevin looks at him, zips up his coat, he's like, brother, it doesn't even matter. I was like, that's the perfect answer I've ever heard. And like, he didn't say, oh, my name's Lynch. He was just like, he walked out and went home.
Better leave it a mystery. God.
Love that
so
guy.
Unusual. I wish I could pull that off.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what my name is.
Man, that's so weird from dude. Just try to invade somebody's privacy like that for no reason. Hey man, what's your last name? Fucking weirdo.
Mind your own fucking business, man. Right? All right,
Pete, what we got next?
Let's do another story out of the UK, mm-hmm. where they have a TV show called To Catch a Cheater.
We did that too. Some guy got stabbed over it.
Yep.
Well, that was
I thought that was just cheaters.
I thought that was phony.
No, that was a real story.
That's why they ended it.
I used to watch it all the time.
That shit was 100%, 110% real, and that's why they ended it.
Damn.
The guy's like, I got stabbed on a boat. Like,
that's right, it was on a boat.
And the best part is the guy stabbed him, jumped off the boat, started swimming. Like, what?
Well, in the UK, things are a little more, I guess, calm, because nobody gets stabbed in this story. But I did appreciate the end. The woman wanted to test her boyfriend's, what do you call it? Just his trust. Make sure he's not, you know, cheating on her or anything. So according to the show, they hired a porn star to go hit on him. Porn star's name was Valerie White. And they sent her out just to kind of encounter him in public. And you're Googling?
I got it. Well, I got to see how hard this choice was.
Right. So she sends this porn star out to kind of honey trap him. And he doesn't take the bait. He's good.
Wow.
He does the whole thing of like, yeah, sure. And this woman's coming on hard.
Yeah.
And finally, he succumbs and gives her his number on the pretense of, yeah, you can hang out with me and my girlfriend. Does everything right. Where things go bad is at the end of the show when the girlfriend has to confront the boyfriend and be like, guess what? You're on TV. You passed. And he went, I'm breaking up with you. That was a terrible thing to do to me.
Nice. Whoa, it was.
Yeah.
She's sexy, bro. Look at this chick.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. This guy is made of good stuff.
I don't know, man. I'd be like, bro, the only thing that would probably, I don't know, a lot of these things would stop me, but like, I'd be like, I gotta be getting played here.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, there's no way.
No, that doesn't walk up to you.
No. Randomly. And just like, want your dick, so I get like mad hard, like, oh.
Although, nothing's stopping Brian from hitting bookmark on his phone right now. Save you for later.
Right.
I got an eidetic memory like fucking that dude from the Da Vinci Code, bro.
When it comes to porn only, or?
Porn. Yes. Yeah.
A pornographic memory.
A pornographic memory. You are correct.
Okay.
I'm into it. I believe it.
So, yeah. He dumped her.
Good on him.
Pretty good comeuppance.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. Ah, the guy who stole the Venetian blinds. This is a fun one. Oh, another one out of the UK. Long story short, guy tried to steal Venetian blinds. Problem is, they were 7 feet long. So he tucked them down the leg of his pants, up the back of his hoodie, and up into his hood.
What?
Was he wearing it backwards? Like,
I'll show you that photo.
He walked out like Gumby?
Here's how they spotted him on the closed circuit TV.
Wow.
Inconspicuous, no?
That guy's a damn fool.
It's like, what, bro?
It's like, he's got a hunchback. What
is that? It's not even a hunchback. It looks like he got a second head growing out of the back.
He looks like a Mad Max villain.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, he got caught real quick.
Man.
Why would he try to steal Venetian blinds, though, man? Why don't you steal money and then just buy Venetian blinds?
Dude needed some blinds. Said, cut the middle, man.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's the thing. I'm guessing this guy's probably like 5'8". Don't steal the 7-footers.
Yeah, Yao Ming, dude, bro. Walk right out of there.
Yeah, nobody even stop him. Look at this stiff Asian bastard.
And he can afford him, too, so it's real dick. He's got dough.
He just does it for fun.
Yeah, it's like, I like stealing. I enjoy it.
All right, that one's more of a visual. Let's move on from there. Oh, here, I got this one for Lou. There's a war on hot dogs.
Oh, no! Choose your side, Lou.
I figured it out already.
Yeah. Well, it's Islam v. hot dogs.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
They just eat the beef ones, right?
They have a problem with the name now.
Why?
Because in the Islamic world, calling someone a dog is an insult. Worse than anything.
So don't eat them.
So you're not going to call your food hot dogs.
Why?
It's like eating mongrel.
Who cares? Then don't eat it.
Look, right? I'm trying to sympathize with these idiots, and I'm out of sympathy.
Bro, they flew planes into buildings. Get over it. Fucking eat a hot dog.
Yeah, right. This is in Malaysia. Not exactly Pakistan or anything, but they changed it to pretzel dogs. No, pretzel sausages. They took the pretzel dog, turned it into pretzel sausage. Lou, thoughts?
There were already pretzel dogs, though. Like,
bro, they're working with like medieval like science.
What are they calling pretzel dogs now then?
pretzel sausage.
They're and, cool then sausage. And then just a hot dog by itself?
No, a hot dog is just a hot sausage.
Hot sausage is something totally different from where I come from, bro. Yeah.
I would argue more offensive.
Yeah. Yo, you want hot sausages? Nigga, get your hot sausages away from me. Want a hot dog, bro.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of funny looking little political cartoons. They're all in Arabic, so I can't even read them.
I bet you they're not that funny then.
Yeah.
One of them is a hot dog that looks like a...
What's your favorite Muslim?
Stereotypical Jewish man. I can't really tell. My favorite Muslim?
Lou, how about you? What's your favorite
Muslim? I don't think I know any.
I don't know. He's got to have a scimitar, that's for sure.
I only respect the ones from Aladdin.
Yeah. You got to be like, ay, 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 that kind.
Jafar, bro.
Right.
He was the first terrorist, bro, the Agrabah.
He was a go-getter, that guy.
It's a go-getter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He knew what he wanted.
He flew a street rat into a temple.
That movie's kind of creepy as an adult. How old do you think Jafar is?
He's got to be in his 40s.
Because they paint Jasmine as like 15.
It's their culture, though, man.
Still.
How many virgins? Like they're promised like 70 virgins, right? What do you think? They're all like 28? Like,
ugh. Yeah.
Right? They're probably teenagers, man.
Speaking of like gross shit like that, you guys watch Black Mirror at all?
No.
A bit. Not every episode, but
the new season just came out?
Yeah.
And there, watch episode 3.
Is that... Oh, I just finished that one.
Is that the one with the guy who's got the kid?
From Game of Thrones.
Yes, the guy, Bronn from Game of Thrones, yeah. Isn't it?
Oh, yo, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But Jesus Christ, that twist at the end.
Just saying. I was like, oh, okay, I feel better about that.
Yeah, after that fucked up ending?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my recommendation for the week. Watch Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to talk about TV shows real quick, spoiler alert, you guys watch Walking Dead?
No.
I did watch Walking Dead.
I didn't watch it. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Okay, well, let me just say
this. I will say this. I'm very happy they didn't shy away from comic book style violence.
Yes. I don't really like Negan. He's too small. Negan's like a big hulking guy, and this guy's like...
Oh, I like him, though. He's got the charm.
So, yeah, I read Negan totally differently. He's more of like a fucking... Like
you want a brute.
Yeah, he's more of like a lunkhead, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a tough motherfucker, and he's like a manipulative guy, but he's like, they have him like he's sly and evil, you know, where he's not like that.
I kind of like the smooth talking Negan.
That was supposed to be the governor.
Yeah, that's true. He would have been a good
governor. The governor was like a thin little, like, slight devious little guy, and then the Negan's supposed to be this, like, big hulking man.
Yeah.
You know? Where he took shit by force.
Actually, Jeffrey Dean Morgan could have played a pretty good governor, looking more like the comic book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. You're 100% right on that.
Give him some long hair and some, a mm-hmm. beard.
Yeah, a little fucking handlebar.
Yeah. That, oh, damn, that's a missed opportunity.
Henry Rollins should have been Negan, bro. That's even true. Though he's short, but like...
Yeah, I have a stubby little Negan role.
He is too short, maybe.
He's too short. He's all gray-haired now.
Yeah.
Like, he's an older dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has that same presence as he always did.
Who's that fucking guy on that was in the last season of Dexter? He was in that movie with he was in Rome. He played
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, yeah.
That's casting.
Yeah, he could have played
that dude. He played the Punisher in Warzone.
Yeah, which was actually the new Punisher was dope. That's the best Punisher
ever. The TV Punisher.
Yeah,
Daredevil Punisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's a bomb.
Agreed.
He's getting his own show.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
They're starting to tease it a little bit now that Luke Cage is done.
Are any of the Marvel guys from that going to be in any of the movies? Or is the TV world separate?
It depends who you ask. I don't think so, necessarily. Maybe just a cameo.
Why? Especially when the Infinity Gauntlet starts going?
I think it's a tonal thing.
All right.
Because the Netflix stuff is a hard R compared to the movie stuff, which is funner and more light. I am hearing good things about Doctor Strange, though.
Looks really good.
There was some other comic book thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I watched the new animated movie from DC, mm-hmm. The Return of the Caped Crusaders. You hear about this thing?
No.
It's an animated movie of the 1966 Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the original voices, the surviving voices.
I think you told me about this, actually.
It's super funny mm-hmm. and well done. The only thing that throws me is, God damn it, don't put Julie Newmar doing the voice of Catwoman. You don't want a 90-year-old woman trying to sound seductive. It doesn't work.
Fucking boner fuel.
You're like, come with me, boy wonder. And you're like, ugh.
Damn, you make him sound like Colonel Gentleman.
That's sounds like that. I was actually impressed by my own impression.
I knocked the dust off that pussy, bro. I don't.
There is
Catwoman?
There is a scene in that movie, though, where Batman gets hit by Catwoman's, like, spray that turns him into, like, evil Batman. So it is super funny to hear Adam West doing all the famous quotes from, like, Frank Miller Batman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where he's beating up the Riddler, like, this isn't a space station. It's an operating table. And I'm the surgeon. And then he punches him and the big word balloon comes up. It's like,
pow.
Compound fracture.
Compound fracture. Broken nose.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's worth a watch.
Just shattered testicle.
Then they make a bunch of gay jokes at Batman and Robin. And it's good. It's funny.
Gay jokes like 1960s gay jokes?
1960s of like...
What are you two, faggots?
Like, no, not like that.
We got a couple of puffters here.
Bunch of shit stabbers over here. There's no joke to it. They just call them names.
But you remember like Aunt Harriet from that show?
No.
For some reason, they had their Aunt Harriet living in the house. Mm-hmm. And she's always like, I thought I was just here to, you know, keep up appearances. Wink, wink.
You two kind of remember that.
Yeah. Poofsters.
You two are poofsters.
Yeah. Homosexuals.
A couple of gym dandies. Is that what you call gay guys?
A couple of confirmed bachelors.
Right.
A bunch of queens.
Sodomites.
Right. Let's do one more news story.
Faggots.
That went dark.
It's just a funny word, man. That's why I kept going on. Like, it was, you know, a bad term for a lot of things.
I was
going
to go next with, like, bum ticklers or something.
There's a lot of slurs that would have should be considered offensive, but are probably just too cute to be upsetting.
Yeah.
Bum tickler. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah. A bum tickler?
Yeah.
That's a little dick gay guy.
Just tickles the bum?
You can't get it all the way in.
No.
It's too little small. It's like, yeah.
Maybe it's just a guy with a mustache. Yeah.
He could have a little dick too, I guess. Why not?
That's what he calls his mustache.
Yeah.
Say, me old bum tickler. Yeah.
Who wants a mustache, Ryan?
All right. One final story. This one, it's not even really that much of a news story. It just started making the rounds in social media about service animals on planes and how they've reached a new low. It's not just dogs anymore. This is Daniel. He's a duck.
What is he going to get him good car insurance or something?
There's a duck in a diaper roaming a plane.
No, man.
And stop. He's emotional support animal.
Why a duck?
Why anything?
A dog, at least you could pet. It like could literally help you out. A duck is a fowl. It's a dirty bird.
Yeah. It's what's known as an Indian runner duck, which can't technically fly.
Runs. It starts to get going, and then it starts hopping up like it's going to catch air and just stops.
But how pissed would you be if you were on a plane and it was just a fucking duck running around? Just quacking.
I'd be like, I don't know what I'd be. Honestly, I probably wouldn't do anything because I'm not that guy, but I would applaud the guy who went up and fucking punched that dude in the face.
Like the dude or the duck?
Either. Both of them. Broke that. I don't want to kill an animal, but like.
I mean, come on. Just one quick jerk.
Just grab him by his little web feet and smash his head over the table and then give him back the duck.
That's way more
throw vicious. It into the serving stand. I want it feathered and prepared.
Yeah. Give me. I want MSG on that duck, too. I want to taste it.
Put his head in the toilet bowl and try to get him. Because those things are so powerful. Probably just see like
just
a
suck it right through.
Just a ton of feathers in your face.
This is for Sully.
I like to see you jump in your fucking bank full of money now, duck.
The old Scrooge treatment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next out of a duck? We got dogs. We got all that. Now we got ducks.
But pet and mice.
I'm just wondering who's going to be the guy who like really pushes it next with his comfort scorpion.
Comfort scorpion? That's
how snakes on the plane get started.
You could at least put a scorpion in a little like cage.
Like, put on a leash.
You draw a circle around it.
I forgot about that. That works.
Yeah, it's got no depth perception. You think they can walk off a cliff and die there. Apparently, it's a bitch animal where we'll never take the chance.
No.
Wow.
They're just dumbest bugs.
It's like, but it's like it looks so vicious, but it's such a puss. It's like, no.
I'm gonna go on a flight with my emotional support bees.
Bees, man, are cute and cuddly though.
Bumbles.
Mm-hmm. Bumble, not the wasps and the hornets.
No, it's going to be all just like...
Those are mean, bro. You ever fuck with one of those?
Yes, I've seen them many times.
They got venom and shit in their stingers. They like, the bees just, they sting and they die, man. That, I guess they'd be the Muslims of the bee community.
Oh, they are the suicide bombers.
They sting in there like, what's a kablah? Whatever.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar! Fucking sting you.
What did you say?
I don't know, just some gibberish.
Something kablah.
Yes. No, he does a Braveheart shit.
Like, trying to imitate the sound of a boom. Like, kaboom!
Kablah!
I go kablooey!
Yeah, so when a bee stings you, imagine them just going like, "Was it what they say? Allah Akbar!"
Yeah,
sting.
Come on, for Allah.
Boom! It'd be awesome if they pop and they got you though. If they like they stung you, and they're like, like all over your wrist, like
just leave a little puddle of guts on you.
Yeah, it would be
or like a scorch mark. Like
a bee's nest attacked you, and you're covered with fucking bee viscera. It's like, oh god,
that's kind of a way to make it more traumatic.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you, man? Bees.
Just covered in guts.
Yeah.
Squishing. That's gross.
I would love... I honestly, I can get behind more behind bees if they were like that.
Yeah, if Brian ever attains, like, omnipotence and creates life, it's going to be a horrifying planet.
Can you imagine if you could change the laws of animals for a little bit? Like, you just change one thing about them, like a bee stings and he blows up.
What's another one you would pick?
Give me a
taste here.
All right, a duck, what was it? A bird flies, but all its feathers pop off.
Just the second it takes flight, or?
Once it reaches a certain altitude.
And then falls to earth just, as a roasted just, chicken with like, the little things on the drumsticks?
Yes, that would be tight.
maybe we could get, like, if you smack one, like, the bill can go all the way around.
Like, if kangaroos hopped, but their knees can't handle it, though. Their knees blow out, like...
I think it'd just be funny to switch all the sounds they make.
Well, like what?
Give a mouse a dog bark.
That would be annoying. Then you wall your roar, 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 just all day, all night.
Give a lion like a house cat meow.
All right, that'd be cool.
Give a penguin like an elephant roar.
That'd be weird, I guess. I only really had the bee thing. I would want the bee thing.
Give a koala a Wilhelm scream.
Those things would be so scary at that point.
This high little bear.
They rape cats.
Yes, yeah, that was
like
story.
Your favorite fucking thing. You're like, I'm going to adopt him.
I like one. Well, I like koalas. Yeah. Koalas are my jam.
Why don't you Google wet koala? Those things are fucking scary, man.
Koalas are fucked up in general. They're stoned all the time.
They're all about pussy.
They're just tripping balls at all times.
They're tripping balls and fucking, man. That's my kind of animal.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You know what? You wouldn't want to get down with that? If you had to be an animal, you wouldn't want to be a koala?
Not the rapist of the animal kingdom.
Why?
This sounds terrible.
They're raping cats. Who cares? Cats suck.
They hate fucking cats.
Mm-hmm. I don't like cats. Look at this fucking monster.
What?
Holy God.
The one looks after, like, after a rainstorm.
It's a mogwai. Like, mid-transformation.
Yeah, sorry. Somebody fed this thing after midnight.
Yeah. Looks like when a gremlin pops.
Oh, well, they're catching this poor thing yawning.
That's not yawning. That's like leaping from the trees in a blood rage.
No way, man. I still cuddle with that thing, man.
Ew.
I'll drive him off.
Right, with your hugs?
You're scared of little Teddy Ruxpin over there, bro?
No, I just don't want to touch it.
I don't want to touch wet anything.
They got claws and shit.
Yeah.
And that thing looks mean.
It's not mean. It's a wallaby.
That's a koala.
A wallaby is a type of... Oh, marsupial, I should say. It's a marsupial.
Yes. A wallaby's like a little kangaroo.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It has a pouch, but no, it's not like a kangaroo. It doesn't hop around everywhere. Like,
but a little one.
Stop.
Yeah, like Rocco's a wallaby.
Rocco's Modern Life. He was a wallaby.
Yeah.
Was that an Australian cartoon?
No, it was just an Australian character.
No, I don't think they have Jews in Australia.
Was he Jewish? Oh, more the tortoise?
Yeah.
Tortoise, definitely Jewish.
Right. What was the turtle's name?
Lick, and then you turn a page.
Turn a page, you wash your hands.
And then was it Melvin or Mortis?
Something like that.
Morty.
Oh, that's going to bother me.
Ari the tortoise.
Ari. I just remember Heifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. All
right, so what's up next, Pete?
All right, we're done with the news. Quick break. Return with games. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
This is Damian Cross, host of The Offensive Line, and my co-host is Black Man.
What's up, baby?
And Zach Stacks.
Don't say nigger, we'll say it for you.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Hey, if you're not listening to the show, this is what you're missing.
And you better be drinking rum.
Tell yourself, Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Maria
tell
Lockhart.
Her.
Maria Lockhart, you have some nice tits.
Maria Lockhart has nice tits. Mm. Okay.
Should we get, like, shirts that say that? Maria Lockhart has nice tits?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have shirts made that says that say Maria Lockhart has nice tits.
Just a picture of her tits, not her face.
Yeah, I want to have one that just says, would you suck my dick from the back? Maria Lockhart, president.
Boy, like,
I do my generic
Roker.
White.
Do like an Al Roker.
Eric Fulton, we're going live.
Do like a weatherman.
I still feel threatened.
Hello, great to see you.
Well, great to see you too, buddy.
Oh, how you doing?
Oh, nothing really. Just got done having anal with my girlfriend.
Oh, that sounds mighty super.
Oh,
wait a second.
That's a little different. Well, what?
I hear a black.
Oh shit!
No, I don't think that right there.
Freeze, motherfucker!
Oh shit!
And then I got woken up at 5 a.m. by an actual pimp smacking an actual hoe.
Is that a cereal? Hoe smacks?
Hoe smacks, yes. So delicious, sweet, puffy hands.
And just a little bit of STDs.
Yeah.
At every bite.
Hoe smacks.
Some syringes. Crack pipes. Marshmallows.
Wait, what's not gonna last?
We're not gonna talk about her anymore.
We're not gonna talk about her titties at least.
Why don't we just talk about the Ku Klux Klan? How about that for a second?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's do that.
Oh, is there any titties in the Ku Klux Klan?
Probably, yeah.
I can't believe I'm telling this story. Oh, I actually met somebody who touted the fact and was proud of it that they could shoot D batteries out of their ass.
Damn.
Damien. You said you would never tell anybody about that.
Check us out at utterlyoffensive.com, our Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, and iTunes.
Hi guys, it's Batman, and when I'm cruising around the city, I'm always listening to the Attention Deficit Order podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Where's the trailer?
All right, we are back. Let's start off this round with some shout-outs.
Shout-outs!
Alright, who we got? We got our usual friends. We got Big Papa.
What's up, Stan?
Bold and Belligerent.
What's up, Lauren, Mike, the other two.
Yeah. Josh and Luke. We got Gungo.
What's up, Mike?
We got Offensive Line.
Damien, Zach, and Black Man.
We got ADO.
Titty Meats.
Titty Meats. We got ADO Radio.
Chris and Skip and the gang.
We got do you want to keep this thing going?
Well, yes, for today, but this is the last time I'm doing it, though.
All right, I'm just going to blow through the rest of these.
I'm going to blow through them.
What's up to Clint from Geek Dig? He was nice enough to come on to our video game show.
Well, now you took my thing, man. You just said who it was on. All right.
Well, I was just going to kind of rush this along before you... Never mind.
Way to kill the thing, Pete.
Kill the bit. Lo-Fi, our friends from Comical and the Metal Geek came on the other week promoting their book.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I had a little problem with my grandfather, but I will send them out that care package. But yeah, soon.
Shoot them out those books. Hit up their Kickstarter. I want to say what's up to Rock and Comedy Show, Jay over there. Check out our other show, BG Times 3, our video game show.
Yeah, and getting over in wrestling.
That's right.
Yeah. Danny Kane, me, and Andrew, the Mark Gulick. We talk about wrestling in the book. We fantasy book. It's just a lot of fun.
Definitely. Yeah. Got to push that more often. I always forget that one.
Yeah, I just forget. In general, I got so much shit on my plate right now.
I'm going to write it down. How's that?
Thank you, Pete. Now it's official.
Now it's on the list.
It's on the...
Where this piece
you've made the list!
A.K.A. this piece of paper in front of me. What's up to our networks, Radio Vegas.rocks and IRN, the Internet Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, Crazy J, man. He's having a big Halloween bash, so hopefully, that goes well for him. He won't
he won't show me all the pictures because it's not like you don't want to like let it get out. But he does like a huge like haunted house thing every year. Yeah,
you guys thinking Halloween costumes? Yeah, I think I know what you're doing.
I'm right? The Ghostbuster.
You're doing the Ghostbuster.
Yeah, my dog is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Right. And you're your girl, right?
Both. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm dressing up, but if I do, it might be like a vault dweller.
Oh, that's a good one.
A what?
Like from a vault, like Fallout.
Oh, all right.
Let's do that. That's a good one. God damn it. I wish I thought of that.
You should be Cheech again, bro. That was the best question.
I don't have any ideas this year. I was thinking of doing like a John Marston thing, but that's a lot of work.
John Mar... Oh, the cowboy?
Yeah, just because Red Dead's coming out?
Just go get a Stetson, bro. Get some boots.
I go for accuracy.
That's fucking accurate, bro, right?
I like the Voldemort thing. You should do that.
You should go as Voldemort.
I have a nose. I'm not shaving. That's the other thing. I'm not shaving the beard.
I just named one character I knew besides Harry Potter. I don't know. I don't know what he looks like, to be honest with you.
No nose.
No nose?
Yeah. Bald. No nose.
He's like a cancer patient, right?
Very cancery. Yes.
Yeah.
He's very, and he talks like this.
It's like someone's melting him?
It gets old quick.
That's was it the guy from the Nazi guy from Schindler's List plays him, right?
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually is, yeah. Have you sat down and watched any of those yet? Like, or do you intend to?
Yeah, we talked about it. I'm going to give him a second chance. So the first one I watched when it came out in the movie theater, I just wasn't about it.
I'm just saying, like, the rough part of that series is that you kind of have to watch the first two to know what's happening, mm-hmm. but they are a rough watch.
All right, Lou, you're a historicator. What did you think of that shit?
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan.
All right, there you go, man. We have a Lou hate.
That's a Lou like.
Lou, I wish
a Lou hate is like that's a piece of shit.
We should do like a parody of the Haters Ball from the Chappelle Show, and Lou should definitely be in that shit, bro.
Just oh,
like,
he's the grand hater.
Hate. I like that. Thank God for giving all you so much and me so little. I love that show, man.
All right, you want to play some games?
Sure.
All right, let's kick it off with, let's do the usual. We'll do some laws.
Painted Black as Wonder Sex is getting speed.
When are you going to make that longer, man?
Make it longer.
Make it longer.
Well, I guess when my grandparents die and I have some free time, then I'll do that, all right? I'm not even...
Maybe if
that's the biggest bummer statement. I'm honestly sad now.
If I could give you some advice,
my internal monologue was like, "Yeah, it should be long." Aww.
It should sound
if
like.
If only I had more time, Lou.
If I could give you like some pointers,
it should sound. If only we all had more time. Yeah.
It should sound like Hitler's giving the speech when you're telling what the game is, and then maybe have like a crowd and some goose stepping noises if possible.
You know, you can make a sound bite, Lou.
He's got all the gear though, you know. He's got all the stuff.
Was it if you want the other mixer back, Danny, he's really technical. He couldn't use the other mixer, so you can grab that back if you want.
No excuses left, huh, Lou?
Yeah, we'll see.
Make all it right. Make it longer.
Mach Schnell.
Mach Schnell!
All right, this is the game where I give you a law, and you tell me if this is an actual law that exists.
Wait, time out. Next time you do impressions, you should do Adolf.
Oh, he's on my list currently.
Nice.
Wow.
Maybe we'll do that next.
For Halloween.
All right. First law on the books in Tennessee. It is still legal to smoke cigars and cigarettes in bars, but pipe smoking is prohibited.
What? Tennessee is... no way, man. That can't be, right? That's very classy.
What, a pipe?
Yeah.
I would argue it's a rich man, poor man. Like, a very rich guy would smoke, like, a nice pipe. But a poor guy with a corn cob
Tennessee's,
could go both ways.
Tennessee, like, sounds like a place where you'd go, like, into a bar and the guy would take a pipe out of his mouth and tell you a long story. Like,
yeah.
Now, let me tell you, boy.
Or just spit into a jar.
Ba-ding!
Just full-on spittoon.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought you were talking about, right?
I was picturing, like, the dip jar.
Ugh, that's not like a classy thing at all.
Just
bro.
The mason jar, like,
oh, like, do you go? What flavor Skull do you got? Like, yeah. Ugh, this guy's a fucking degenerate. Fucking teeth, just ugh. Can you imagine being a dentist? Like, obviously, like, you know, there's pretty much regular people teeth, and then there's like people who chew tobacco teeth.
Tobacco teeth,
yeah,
it's an actual phenomenon.
It's like, well, you only got one left. Better take care of it, bud.
Old Chompa, yeah.
I had this one guy back when I was like really drinking a lot, and I would drink Carlo Rossi. Remember that joint?
Carlo Rossi? What's that?
The really, really cheap sangria. Super cheap. Like you get a gallon for like $3.99.
Did you mix it with anything? Like
no,
Kool-Aid
or something? Because you know it tasted pretty sweet. Like you didn't need it, and it had a good amount of alcohol in it. So I would just bring this giant fucking jug, like every time there was a party or something. And this one dude was just kind of a dick. You know, he's just like, ugh, you're drinking that? And he says it to me while he's got fucking tobacco like stuck in his gums. I'm like, really? You're going to talk to me about being nasty?
Bro, it's Long Island, bro. Why are you chewing tobacco? You fucking idiot. Right.
I don't know. The guy was a dick.
We have our own form of rednecks around here.
Yeah.
Mm. It's weird. You get far enough east on Long Island, start seeing Confederate flags and shit.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Then they're just racist. They didn't have nothing
to do. No, they got no excuses. They're just racist.
It's like, yeah, you can't even pretend like your grandpappy's grandpappy fought in that war. Like,
No. They just hate black people.
Yeah.
That's what they use the symbol.
My grandpappy's grandpa did fight in that war. For the wrong side.
Traitor to his family is what he is. Where's my mason jar? All right. Anyway, what do you guys think about this law?
No way, man. That's a telltaling state, bro.
Okay.
A telltaling state. I'm sorry.
So you're saying it's false?
Yeah. You got to tell a long story, you have to take a pipe out of your mouth.
You have to slowly pull a pipe from your lips. Mm. Lou, thoughts?
I'm going to say this is true because tales are best told
by ducks
on a porch with some homebrew lemonade.
That's like a black tale,
some
bro.
Sweet tea?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we got a true, we got a false. This is a false law.
Oh man.
I'll tell you why.
All right, and next law in Michigan. State law stipulates that a woman's hair legally belongs to her husband.
In Michigan.
No, too many black people in Michigan for that to be true. Those bitches.
No, see, you're wrong, because black people's hair is they buy it. So it's a commodity.
So she owns it, yeah.
No, that's what
if a black woman buys her own hair, it's definitely hers.
No. But you gotta remember, she's probably got a sugar daddy buying them hair. You know, like some black guys look at a girl with like some fine ass hair and like, I can't afford that chick. No, seriously, I'm not even joking about that.
No, I'm gonna say black women take too much pride in their hair to let a man own it for this to be true.
All right, well, I'm gonna say that little known fact that Michigan actually invented the wife beater. So, yeah, the men own the fucking
men hair. Men own that hair.
That's how they pull them. I own that hair.
All right, so we got another true and a false. This law is actually true.
God damn.
2 points for Brian.
You got to use logic, Lou. I told you the wife beater thing.
I know, but...
Next.
The Captain Caveman, those bitches down there, bro.
The old El Caban. Come on.
Why do you think he was covered in hair, Captain Caveman, bro?
It's his collecting.
Yeah.
That guy's been married 5 times.
Yeah, he's scalping bitches all over the place. Captain Caveman.
I wasn't sure what that guy was.
He was a caveman.
Clearly he was a caveman. Like, he just looked like a fucking living potato to me.
He was all hairy, bro.
Yeah, but he was like shaped like an egg.
He was a caveman for sure. Well,
it's all there in the name.
Hanna-Barbera, like, that's how they drew him.
Jury's still out.
They weren't exactly subtle in their naming. His name was Yogi Bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was shaped like a bear, though.
He was a bear.
Yes.
But he was a bear that looked like a bear.
I'm sorry. If I had you draw a caveman, how'd
there's
you
a man who looked like an M&M.
Well, Snagglepuss was definitely a pussy.
So if you were drawing a caveman, you'd have him, like, inventing the wheel or something? Is that what your caveman?
He would have, like, the monobrow, you know, just like... Look, pretty muscly dude. With
it
like
was the 60s. They didn't know what a caveman was.
Caveman weren't very muscly, Lou, because they didn't have a lot of food. We're way more muscular than they are. Remember, Lou. Pay attention.
You just got scienced.
I don't know, man.
No, that's a fact. That's why people were smaller 100 years ago.
100 years ago?
Yeah, you go to old buildings in New York. They fucking got low ceilings and shit like that.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
That's actually true.
Let's keep
it. Stay moving. In school, kids.
Keep it moving. Next law in Alabama.
Oh, God.
Putting salt on the railroad tracks may be punishable by death.
No way. False. That's entertainment in Alabama.
That's all there is to do.
It makes like a little pop, 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 pop.
Like when it goes, a little cloud.
Yeah. It busts up the salt, and they run over to the track, and they breathe as hard as they can. It's called salting.
Salt.
They get torqued.
Yeah. We're going to go track some salt, man. You coming?
Oof. Alabama, right?
In Alabama.
Huh. I think this is illegal, but not by death. I think more people die by trying to do it.
Maybe that's why it is illegal.
But not, they're not going to put you to death for nearly causing your own death.
Actually, yes, my logic is flawed here.
Yeah.
My logic is deeply flawed.
I think you might spend
You almost killed yourself. Get in the chair.
Yeah.
Mercy!
Right. So what are you going then?
This is false.
Two falses? This, unfortunately for you guys, is a true law.
That must be... Oh, you know what? I was wrong about my logic. That is fun for them on a Saturday night because they get to kill someone on a Sunday morning.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's Sunday morning fun, not Saturday night fun.
I'm just thinking they must have rickety trains that can be thrown
off. Oh, yeah. It's still coal-powered down there.
Just by some salt?
Actually, I think it's for Washington, D.C., it's all diesel-powered trains. They don't have electric. They're actually smarter because if it snows over 10 feet in the Northeast and we're the only people who have electric trains, the train don't run. Way to go, South.
Yeah, but they also have, like, I'm sure, a ton of people, bindles on the stick, jumping on the train.
Yeah, boxcars forever.
Yeah.
100%. If you look under B in the fucking Alabama yellow pages or white pages, I haven't used a phone book in like 30 years. So
nobody has. We're right. Not in the cell.
Whoever one has the residential listings, it's under B for boxcar is like 18 pages of boxcar Willie, boxcar, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have phones, but.
It's just like latitude and longitude where they camp.
It's a phone by the train station.
The public phone closest to Shantytown.
Man. All right. Next law. Mm-hmm. In Connecticut, it is against the law to tap dance on or near the grave of a family member.
It shouldn't be. If you really hated him.
I think this is true because Connecticut, they don't like fun. They're just a bunch of dads.
This is your fun?
No, here's why you're wrong. I think this is false. Wait, how was it worded?
In Connecticut, it is against the law to tap dance on or near the grave of a family member.
No, this has got to be true because Connecticut, a lot of rich people, they're a lot of inheritance, a lot of fucking grudges. So when people die, they're getting rich over in Connecticut, bro. A lot of money being passed around. So the little tap dance on the grave, like, thank you, Dad.
Yeah. You bring up a valuable point. Mm-hmm. A lot of money being passed.
Yale's in Connecticut.
I imagine, though, they'd encourage it because it's probably like, there's our suspect.
Well, you're saying it's true that it's illegal.
Yes.
I'm going to say the same thing. It's true because they don't like fun.
This is false.
Also, they don't tap dance in Connecticut.
What is it, like a ballroom dance?
They only waltz.
They only waltz on graves.
Yeah.
You can waltz for days on a grave.
Or you can just like politely nod.
Maybe soft shoe a little. It's not full on tap.
The only thing I've ever done on a grave was getting this kid Jeff's Hummer, or the original Hummer from the Army.
I remember that kid.
And he fucking took it to the sanitarium graveyard and fucking was doing fucking figure eight, knocking over all the headstones. That car, I knew at that point, man, that was an American-made vehicle. That car took those headstones up, bro, in the air.
Damn.
It has been infested with poltergeists ever since.
Who did this?
I don't even remember his last name at this point, but his name was Jeff.
He's just a guy who hung around your parties back in the day.
Yeah, he had a lot of weed, bro.
He sounds like a piece of shit.
God, no. That was the coolest. Bro, you ever see the movie SLC Punk?
Yeah.
You remember the guy marked of the Eastern European guy that had like a ton of shit? And it was like, but you have to like go to, when you go to his house, you had to like deal with him and he'd explain all the stuff to you. That was that kid, bro. He had so much. He's like, here's the original, here's a bat belt from the movie. I'm like, oh shit, here's a 1979 undefeated Dolphins football helmet signed by all the players. And, like, he had all this awesome stuff and like he'd like let you have it, but he had to like kind of like, he'd have to explain everything to you.
Mm.
It was awesome.
All right. Next law. Mm-hmm. In Florida, it is illegal to dream about another man's wife or cow.
That's stupid.
Couldn't enforce it.
It's Florida.
Right. Who's going to confess to that?
Well, Florida is like as South, so that's as religious, so like coveting is one of the sins.
Or cow, though, he said.
They also fuck animals.
It didn't say dream about fucking them.
Just dream about.
I wish I had Bessie. She's best milk. So tasty. Right. It's like chocolate milk. So sweet. Give me diabetes.
But then again, this is Florida. And if anywhere there was a stupid law, it would be there.
This got to be false. Like, unless you admit to it. Like,
yeah, there's a how do you enforce it element to this one.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Somebody's just guilt stricken.
It's like, what would you
dream about your wife and your lifestyle?
Hey, Jimbo, dreamt about your cow and your woman last night.
Sinner!
It was amazing.
A Florida three-way.
Let's just say that I milked your cow and ate your I milked your wife and ate your cow.
I like the first one better.
Yeah, the first one's milked your cow.
Ate
your wife. Yeah.
Milked your cow and ate your wife, Jimbo. Ate her pussy.
All right, what do you guys think?
Didn't I say that?
False.
It's locking in. You're both going false? Mm-hmm. This is actually true.
What?
Actually a true law.
That's where dreams go to die in Florida. Dreams are illegal.
All right, next one. We got two more to go.
You also can't dream of leaving.
In California, it is illegal to set a mousetrap without a hunting license.
What kind of fucking monster rats do they got, bro?
Big game.
Oh, it's a 12-point rat here, bro.
That's a buck.
Like, they hit the trap goes, and they, like, pull up the carcass, take a picture and shit. Like.
The hold up little carcass.
They have, like, mini little stuffed rat heads on the walls and stuff. Some guy goes to the Anaheim Disney, just shoots Mickey.
I got a license. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
So wait, what was the how was the law worded?
All right, in California, it is illegal to set a mouse trap without a hunting license.
They're allowed to smoke weed there, so I can't imagine them being too, hard up on the mouse trap laws. So I'm gonna say false.
You're going false, mm-hmm. Lou. I see you thinking pretty hard over there.
I'm gonna say this is true, just because just a lot of puffers. You know what I'm saying? And
lots of homos.
This is a word. The word of the day is poofter.
And probably a lot of
sodomites, they say.
Bum ticklers.
Shit stabbers. Faggots.
Pillow biters.
Yeah, who have way too much time on their hands and are trying to protect the mice.
So you're going that this is an actual law, and you're this going that true. This is a fake law, Brian.
Fake law.
This law. True.
True.
Score one for the bum ticklers.
Damn.
Final law.
In Alabama, they'd be catching a beatdown for that.
For being bum ticklers? Or,
or for getting their hunting license to catch a mouse.
Yeah.
Both.
Definitely the first one.
Well, yeah, without saying.
Yeah.
Final law. Mm-hmm. In Arkansas, there must be at least 2 arms length space between any 2 individuals dancing together in a public space.
2 arms lengths?
That's out, arms out.
Yeah, then they don't dance together. They're dancing in the same room.
Well, Arkansas is like the home of line dancing.
I agree with Lou.
Yeah.
Mm. Square dancing, bro, in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Don't break my heart.
Yeah.
My ache. That's like the one square dance song, I think, right? That's like,
is that even?
Just put it on repeat.
Just don't think I understand.
Okay, the anthem of Arkansas. Yeah.
I'd be so fucking embarrassed if, like, that was like my like town's thing where we had square dances and like everyone thought that was fun. I'd be like, oh, I gotta move out of here, bro.
Again, I went to a restaurant, like at one of those like barbecue joints out east. Just happened to go on square dancing night. It is the most depressing thing to watch.
When will the hipsters claim that for their own?
I don't know. Right now, it's still bumpkins. Oh. But you actually go, so this is why everyone makes fun of white people. Okay.
And tennis.
That too. So you guys are both going that this is a true law?
Yeah.
Yeah, line dancing.
This is a false law.
Hmm.
Damn, Lou.
This
you,
is a
you little... poisoned me. You poisoned me on that one.
I was speaking the truth, though.
You were.
The logic was there.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense.
Some, like, nun with a ruler comes like, you're not two arms lengths away from each other. Slap, slap.
With, like, one of those yardsticks.
Yeah.
Hmm. Low scoring game. 2 points for Brian, one for Lou on that one.
I deserve a point on that one.
Pity points.
I doled out the extracurricular points. Right. Don't worry. Everyone's covered.
Pity points, Lou.
All right. You guys want to do some imitations just because you brought it up?
Yeah, man. That'd be sexy.
These are my impressions. All right, we'll do a quick round. We'll do
like, did I see you do like one of these?
Yeah, I was getting all flexy, bro. All right,
I give you a character
mm-hmm.
or a person.
Yes.
And a line. Mm-hmm. You read that line as that person.
I will.
First one is Goofy. Good old Goofy from Disney. And he's going to say, I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Okay, let me try to remember what that fucking guy sounds like. I used to, oh God! I used to put guys in prison.
What?
I don't remember Goofy, man.
You didn't get the line either.
Oh, I used to put guys like you in prison.
Spot on, Goofy. You're doing Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let me hear Lou. Let me try that again. I gotta have something to base this off of.
All right, let's see. I used to put guys like you in prison.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
Yahoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Gorsh.
Okay, you got a gorsh.
Yeah.
That helped.
Well, I don't want to steal your impression now, so.
I'm going to give Lou the point.
Obviously.
Yahoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Next one up,
mm-hmm.
little Adolf Hitler.
Ah,
he's going to ask a question. Does anyone have any orange slices?
All right. Does anyone have any orange slices?
Good, good.
All right.
Just scream that shit, bro. Come on.
I didn't want to bite off your shit, though.
I'm biting off of him.
There is no, like, quiet Hitler impression.
Isn't there?
Sometimes he kind of
does anyone have any orange slices?
Sometimes he does the thing where he starts, you know, slow, and then he builds it up.
Does anyone have any orange slices?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I don't know. Does anyone have any orange slices? Mine orange slices. I don't know.
All right.
I can't do German.
You guys know what movies these are all from?
No.
They're all from Barry's movies. Doesn't matter. Let's go back to Disney World.
I thought you were going to tell us the movie. The
first one was Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Second one was Captain America.
The orange slices?
That was from Civil War.
Huh.
Briefly. In Civil War. I don't know. I only saw it once. So.
Like third director's one. Cutter.
It's when Paul Rudd shrinks back down.
It's what Pete asked his friend in the movie theater.
Yeah.
That's what I announced loudly in the middle of the
I have orange slices, white people, watching Captain America. Would you like some?
And some crisp tap water.
Not too sweet with these oranges. I didn't let them ripen all the way.
They're clementines.
Yeah, didn't want to get anyone diabetes here.
Final one. Let's go back to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Mickey.
God damn it.
Wait, what would you rather? You want Mickey or Bugs Bunny? I'll let you do either.
Let's just do Bugs Bunny instead of Mickey.
Damn.
You want to do Mickey?
No, do whichever you want.
Oh, all right.
How's that?
I'm kind of curious what your bug sounds like.
Let's do Mickey then.
It's a cartoon free-for-all.
All right. Mm. So what's the line?
From Fight Club. I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
I haven't been fucked like that since grade school. Ha!
Okay. You want Mickey?
All right.
What are you doing, Luke?
Oh, I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
Right in the keister.
Yeah. All right, I kind of like Lou's on that one. That was good.
I watch a little Mickey Mouse with the kids.
Do you want to try this, Bugs?
I don't think I can even do a Bugs.
What's up, Dak? Like,
I guess.
All right, moving on. That's it for that.
All right.
Let me just do some quick ones. And I think we'll do Stan's game next.
Yes.
AKA the It's Whatever, if anything, I thought you guys could make
without
something
mistakes.
It's Whatever, if anything, I thought you guys can make something out of it. Call it what you want if you guys like it game.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. In this game, I'm going to give you a description of a movie, and you're going to first one to tell me what movie this is from gets a point.
All right.
All right. Now, I'm going to give a little disclaimer on the first one. It's actually a movie series. Just, you don't have to get the right movie. Just, it's the gist of it.
Okay.
Three friends.
Hangover.
No.
All right.
Continually disrupt the academic calendar at a small boarding school, earning them the enmity of those trying to reform its practices. Three friends continually disrupt the academic calendar at a small boarding school.
I don't know, Porky's?
Earning them the enmity of those trying to reform its practices.
I don't know.
All right. Considering, I didn't expect anyone to get this, considering the previous conversation, that's the Harry Potter series.
Oh.
It was huge at school, bro. Quidditch. Come on.
It's like one little place in the middle of nothing.
It's like they're flying around castle. That shit, bro. That's like a whole other world, bro, right? Like, they take a train to get there, man.
Even when I said big boarding school, you wouldn't have gotten it.
No, I know, obviously, but come on, it's big, though.
I didn't write it.
Yeah.
You did it?
I find these online. Oh. These are tough to write.
I thought these were Pete Berg originals.
Some of them are, but only if inspiration happens to strike me. Hmm. Like this one. A slave-owning madman turns children towards children through a factory and murders them.
Wait, Willy Wonka?
I'm going to give you both a point for that. That was too close to call. Next one. Two home invaders.
Yeah, hold on.
That's right. Attempt to murder an abandoned 8-year-old child.
Were they going for murder?
At the end.
The second one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even at the end of the first one, he's going to bite that kid's fingers off.
He's going to dip his cojones in motor oil. And
yeah.
He's going to rip off his cojones and boil in motor oil.
Until that sweet hobo saved his life.
He wasn't homeless. He lived in the block.
Oh, the hobo was the second one.
Do you think they had hobos in that neighborhood? Do you see how rich that neighborhood was?
The second movie had the hobo. They had the pigeon lady.
A kid was left home alone, and there was enough money in the house to just be
to good. Live off of.
Yeah,
it's just money around.
We'll break open Buzz's piggy bank. $200. Yeah, that's a good amount in a kid's piggy bank.
Oh my god, I never thought of that. That
he went and bought groceries with it.
That's true. Like, you know, I haven't seen that movie in so many years.
And what was the most you ever had in your piggy bank at like 14?
I had $12. I thought it was loaded.
Yeah, I would have like $20 in change or something like that. I'd be like, yeah! And it was in change.
And it would all be like saving for a Nintendo game.
He like cracked it and a wad of cash fell out.
Yeah.
It's like taped up.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
A drunk driver is forced to supervise a group of children.
Oh, Bad News Bears.
No, but I can give you partial credit for that. Right. It's not the movie I'm looking for.
Supervise a bunch of kids?
To supervise a group of children.
A drunk driver. Oh, Mighty Ducks.
It is the Mighty Ducks. Ooh, you cleaned up that one.
I saw that movie like once.
Gordon Bombay, son.
All right, this one I didn't write, but it made me chuckle. With the help of makeup and special effects, a Canadian dunks a basketball.
Air Bud.
I believe that chime says you're right, but no, it's not Air Bud.
What was that other thing again?
With the help of makeup and special effects, a Canadian dunks a basketball.
Space Jam?
Makeup and special effects, dude. I have no idea.
I mean, the cartoons are special effects.
Well, it's not Space Jam. Okay. I haven't given you a point. I would have chimed in by now, Lou.
A Canadian dunks a basketball.
Yes.
I don't know.
Give up?
Yeah.
No. Both of you?
Yeah.
Teen Wolf.
Oh.
Teen Wolf.
He's Canadian?
Michael J. Fox, the guy, is Canadian.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf's from California, bro.
That shouldn't be allowed.
He was fucking van surfing, bro. They don't do that in Canada.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because the hoods are all icy, bro.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
A severely disfigured man escapes his abusive mother and finally finds acceptance among a group of lower-income preteens. A severely disfigured man.
Oh, the Goonies.
It is the Goonies.
Oh.
All right, next one. This is another... you could name the series or the movie. It doesn't matter which one. A group of terrorists...
Die Hard.
Give him the point. Any of them.
A group of terrorists enlist the aid of a drug smuggler and a religious fanatic to bomb the seat of governmental power.
A Scarface.
No.
Lou?
Damn. Out of 10. All
right.
Star Wars.
He wasn't a drug smuggler, though.
He was smuggling spice. What do you think spice is?
Like, thyme?
Drugs.
Yeah. Paprika.
Basil? Aren't you quaint? Aren't you quaint?
It wasn't like him
chewing... You're not up on your space drugs.
It's like, you better get away from Chewie's stash of cocaine, Luke. He'll rip your arms off of that shit.
That would have been a way better move.
Don't touch his Corellian shale. It's his favorite. All right, this next one's a quick
one. His bantha gold.
Bantha gold. He's going skiing on Hoth, if you know what I'm saying.
When they went to Hoth, it's like, this planet's worth billions.
All right, this is a quick one.
When Chewie lifts his face up. He's like, ah!
That's when he blows up that thing. Like, ah!
It's like, he's like, Chewie, gotta get on the Millennium Falcon, gotta get out of the Empire. So you're like, ah, fuck that place!
I'm gonna run there!
I love this place! And that's how he became the Wampa.
The Wampa. Secret origins of the Wampa. They're just coked out Wookiees.
Yeah, a Wookiee who came to that planet. It was like, I love this planet!
I'm gonna live here forever! Alright, this is a quick one. So I'm gonna watch both your faces, see who says it first. An orphan fights a clown.
Like Batman?
Yes, Batman. Final one.
Mm-hmm.
An underage girl who answers to baby loses her virginity to
Dirty Dancing.
It is. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
No one puts baby in the corner.
The rest of it was loses her virginity to a 45-year-old man with anger management issues.
Was that how old he was during the filming?
No, he was probably like 30-something.
Yeah.
Because that was like Swayze Prime.
A little creepy.
The Swayze.
It's a Swayze Prime.
Yeah.
Swayze in his ultimate form, if you will.
Yeah. Swayze's my Harambe.
Dicks out for Swayze.
Yeah, man. Dicks out for Swayze. Things weren't this bad when Swayze was alive, just saying.
Right. Oh my God, he's right.
Once he died, he rolled by the shit.
I love that gorilla. That gorilla has the best memes, like, ever. Like, every time there's a Harambe meme, I'm always giggling about it.
It's super played for me by now.
No, man.
I didn't care about this thing when it happened.
Yeah. And then the memes came like a month later.
The memes were a little late. Yeah. First it was the uproar.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, Harambe. And then it just turned into, let's all joke about this stupid thing.
Yeah, I forgot about it. And then I saw a meme like, oh yeah, that's the thing.
No,
in fact, I'm shocked we're still talking about
it. Yeah.
This Harambe Halloween outfits. You could be sexy Harambe.
Yeah. I believe the website I saw it on called it Sexy Gorilla Hero.
Mm-hmm. Was Harambe fucking copyrighted?
It was a gorilla with bullet holes in it. You could also get Baby Gorilla Hero.
Unless it comes with like
a little baby, like, kid
to whip around. I was going to say, it needs to have like a white kid dummy. Like
it had a little dummy for the kid to display.
Just out of reach.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I tally these points up, see who won?
All right, Lou. So, how you doing, man? How you think you did well in this show? Because I think I won.
Yeah. Not so great today.
No?
No.
I hope you win, though, Lou.
Yeah.
For wanting points for getting wrong answers. I think that, you know, that deserves a win right there.
I got the wrong answer with the right info.
sure.
It's a goddamn tie.
It's a tie. Is it really? Yeah. So why don't you do one more of anything?
All right. Let's pick something to break this. Let's see. What do I got? I got everything else. Let's do one round of the Kama Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever tells me what a better riding the rapids is.
Riding the rapids?
Riding the rapids.
That's when you pee all over your girl and you seal slide across her.
You pee on her? Ew.
Does it have to be fucking sexy?
No. But you pee then you seal slide?
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a tricky move.
So your bolt is pissy after it. And it's covered in pee.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
And I mean, you gotta watch out. You can't do really near walls.
Yeah. What's your end game?
End game? It's just that you just wipe all your fucking self all over that chick. Because I guess you can do it with super lube.
Yeah. Why don't you just use some KY or something? Why you gotta piss on it? I got disrespect.
Poor man's KY is pee, all right?
No, it's olive oil.
Yeah.
That's Italian KY.
All right. I'm going to say riding the rapids is when you, before sex, you prep by drinking a ton of water. And then right when you feel like you got to go, that's when you fuck. So that when you finish, there's a chance that you could just... It's completely overloaded with piss.
Like both nuts?
Completely fill her up.
So you're coming and peeing?
Yeah. Sounds like your nuts are going to blow up. Like,
I shouldn't pick this one. It's super pee heavy.
Well, it's riding the rapids.
Yeah, bro.
It was going to be either that or the bitches on her on the rag.
No, see, I appreciated the you have to pee so bad, but you're trying to fuck anyway. So it's like that.
So it's the floodgates.
It's like your dick is in a weird sense of like hard but not hard.
It's like hard, but it's like,
It's called floppy solid.
Yeah. Floppy solid. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Lou's. I'm going to give Lou that point.
There you go, Lou.
Thank you.
So we have a new champion.
Don't let it blind you.
It's all right, man. You used to be white when the show started, and now you're Latino. That's how much shine you got off that goal.
All right, so as usual, Lou will get 20 seconds at the end of the show to say whatever he wants. But in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook. And get on iTunes and write a review. Mm-hmm. Rate the show. All the stuff. You know where it is. What is this hand motion having?
He's trying to do like jizz in the face.
Oh, he's a Spider-Man in you.
Yep.
Okay.
Like Silence of the Lambs.
Well, get your plugs out. I'm fucking with Lou.
I already did the plugs. You know where it is. Just find us everywhere and do the thing.
All right.
Lou?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
20 seconds on the clock.
You know what? I think I'm starting to look real good to Brian because he's he's trying to get me in the sack now. Tell me what he wants. He wants to unload. Not going to let you do it.
He's going to ride the rapids.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, kid. I think I could get a better gay guy than you, all right? So, in the meantime, just watch the gold. Let it blind your eyes, all right? All right? Have you seen stars?
Close the door behind you.
Never be shit. You'll dig your own dick. Follow yourself, cast off.